What's up, DV? This is Group 5. We're doing this week's episode of Downstream with DVTV. I'm Jacob. I'm going to be doing the movie and the album.
I'm Jose. I'm going to be doing the TV show.
And I'm Alan. I'm going to be talking about the game and gaming.
All right. Let's get right into it. So the movie I chose to do was it's called Life in a Year. This plot or the story is about a 17-year-old who's kind of like being forced to go to Harvard by his father, and he meets a girl one day while trying to sneak into Big Sean's concert or a rapper's concert, and he kind of develops like a crush on her. And the next day he sees that she works at an ice cream parlor. And he tries to, like, ask her out on a date, and it doesn't work. But he starts to see her more and eventually falls in love with her. And a couple weeks go by, and when he confesses his love to her, it is revealed that she has cancer and doesn't have that much time to live. So then Darren makes a plan to live a life in a year with Isabel. She recognizes that he is good at rapping and helps him to make his first demo CD. And they get married. And then after like a couple weeks, she passes away. And then a few days later, he moves to New York City to pursue a career in music after graduating instead of going to Harvard. Well, you can stream this on Amazon Prime or YouTube, or other websites like SoapToday.2. It was released in 2020, but was made in 2018. The director, his name is, or I don't know, yeah, his name was Mita Okorn. The executive producers are Will Smith and Jada Smith. And then the two main actors are Jaden Smith and Cara Delevingne. The genre is more romantic / sad. There's some parts that will make you cry, and some parts that will make you like hype because Jaden Smith is like rapping like a couple songs, and I like his singing, rapping, and all that stuff. Why it's worth your time is because it's a really good movie. It has like an 87% on Rotten Tomatoes, but I think it should have like higher than 90 because that's how much I liked it. Do you guys have anything you want to ask or like add?
Never watched it.
How about you,
Alan? I think I've seen a trailer of it and it looked interesting. Definitely was going to give it a watch and I still need to.
You guys should like go check it out. The listeners, you guys should go check it out too. So it's a good movie, you know, to just hang out, you know, watch, probably grab a box of tissues, you know,
and the popcorn.
Yeah, some popcorn too.
Popcorn.
All right.
What do you think? What movie could you like compare to this one?
Let me think a little bit. Let's see. Probably like Let me think. I don't even know, to be honest, because like it's like its own like story and stuff. It's not like any other movie.
Yeah, that is like, true.
Yeah, because like usually like the sad movies are like people like either like I don't know like the girl is like moving or something like that, you know. But this is like different because like she has cancer and like she's going to die, so. Jaden Smith is like, he's like planning like a couple like months of like fun activities before, you know, she like eventually like, you know, passes away. And yeah, I don't think there's any other movie like that.
Yeah, a movie like I can think of where like it's romance but it's also sad that could probably relate to this movie is called the All the Bright Places. It's a Netflix.
Yeah, I watched that too.
Yeah, I feel like it kind of relates to it somehow. Like, yeah, definitely recommend that too. if you like.
That movie and like The Sun Is Also a Star kind of type movie too, with Charles Melton and let me see. Yeah, that movie.
How about you, Jose? Are you into like any romance or sad?
No, honestly, I'm more into thriller, crime, mystery, drama. Those are one of my favorite ones. Honestly, horror, especially horror.
I love scary movies too. Yeah.
Me too. I'm a fan of scary movies.
All right, well, Jose,
I'm gonna go to a movie theater and watch one.
All right, Jose, you're up.
Oh, okay. The TV show I chose was You. It has 2 seasons that aired already. That we're still waiting for the 3rd season. It is directed by various people: Marco Segia, Gina Guillamo, Sarah Schechter. The main cast are Penn Bagley, Elizabeth Leo, Shay Mitchell, Victoria Pedretti, Jenna Ortega, Carmela Zambato. The TV show is mainly about Joe, that is played by what's his name again? Penn. That he works at a bookstore in New York City, and he meets Beck, that is played by Elizabeth. He builds a big obsession with her and basically starts stalking her around. Without her knowing, without Beck knowing, he is a serial killer. And he uses his techniques to be able to stalk her around, to know where she's at, takes her phone, knows who he's texting, knows who she's with, and tries building a good, strong relationship, and literally just pushes everyone out the way. So their relationship is perfect. Like, no one gets in between, and anyone that gets in between this has a big nightmare. And it's streamed on Netflix, and we're waiting for the 3rd season, has 20 episodes. And I feel like I would recommend this, and I chose it specifically because I personally like thriller movies, thriller TV shows, drama, crime. They're really cool. It's something especially for teenagers to watch because, man, it gets really good. That's all I gotta say. And any opinions, you guys? What do you guys think?
I'm gonna play the clip. All right, and think we'll talk about it after. Yeah.
All right.
Love you.
I know, Joe.
And look at what you've done to me.
What I did.
You dig into my past. You dissect my life. You paint me out to be this monster. Someone who could hurt people, who could do terrible things. But who is the monster here, really? Who? Why?
So, I really like this TV show. It's like really good. It's crazy. It has, 2 seasons. I was really addicted to the show for a little bit.
Honestly, yeah. I don't even know why they only make it 20 episodes. Man, they gotta make it more episodes.
You know? Well, I mean, most TV shows are, like less than 10, and you, probably because like the budget and stuff, But like, I wish it was probably like more than 10 episodes a season. You have any thoughts, Ellen?
Yeah, I've actually seen this too, and what do you call this? I think it's so unique that the character has like his own, it's like kind of third person, like you could hear his thoughts and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and like it's very like
unique, dark
and vivid. Yeah,
yeah,
they also did a really good job in casting the people.
Yeah, I agree.
Really, yeah, good job.
I like the actors in it. The second season is probably by far my favorite season so far.
Dude, yes,
just,
it is.
Just because at the end, there's big thriller. Like, it's like you find something out that,
it was least expected.
Yes.
Literally least expected.
Yeah, and it was left off a cliffhanger. I think that's why it made it.
Yeah,
it'll be more interesting. Yeah,
and it came out like what, like the second season came out like 2020 or was it like 2019?
I think the second season came out in the beginning
of 2020.
No, at the end of 2020 and the beginning of 2021.
So wait, you really? Have to wait season until, two?
Yeah. Or, so we have to. Yeah, it says the series.
Are you sure? What? Wait, really? I swear.
No. It came out in 2019 to 2020.
Okay,
so
that makes sense.
Third season comes out 2021.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna look to like binge watch it again because I really like the show. It was really good.
Yeah, same. Dude,
I watched it honestly in a week, like every
a week. It took me like
it was really good.
It took me like I think when the season two came out, I think I watched it until like the morning, so I didn't sleep at all.
Yeah, me too.
It was really good, really good. I think I probably slept for like. I was probably on like the eighth or ninth episode, and I just went to sleep, and then I woke up and watched the whole thing again, or finished the rest of it.
No. I once season two, episode six. Once from there, dude, I just was on it until the end. Literally, yeah. It was really, really good.
Yeah, I also feel like the cast and like the actors are like really good because like you could actually like you know feel for the show.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, anything else?
Let's see how season three comes out, bro. I'm going to watch
it. Yeah, I can't wait for season three also. Yeah, all right. Anything else you guys like to add?
No, I think we kick off to the next one.
All right. So for the album that I chose, I chose CTV3, which is the Cool Tapes Volume 3 by the one and only Jaden Smith. It was released in 2020. Like late 2020, you can stream it on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify. I already said Spotify and SoundCloud. You know, the mood and vibe it gives is like a sad boy hours slash when you're feeling like happy and like hype when you're like talking to a girl or something like that, or you know when you're sad over a girl. There's like different like kind of songs in the album. It's worth your time. Because it includes a lot of great instrumentals and a really good like vocal performance by Jaden Smith. Here is one of his songs. It's called Deep End. Yeah, here you go. Yeah, I like the song because it has like the good instrumental, like the beginning, the do 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 do, and then like plus like I like his lyrics too. It's pretty creative. It's more like he talks about like the most random things, but like it sounds cool, you know, coming out of like his voice and stuff. Like he's a good singer, you know.
Yeah, and I see how like many people are like hooked to his album. They like he just released and like many people liked it because like kind of has like a lo-fi vibe
I've
listened to some of the songs too
his past albums are I like a couple songs from like them too. I feel like this is like a step up to like see what he can do more in the future.
Yeah that is true. And like I see how you said like he has like variety of songs, like it could be sad, could be like hype songs. Or even just like, you know, a chill and happy song.
Yeah. Well, let me see. Well, yeah. So, you know?
Like it was really good. Like, really good.
You liked it like 10 out of 10?
Yeah, like 10 out of 10, man.
Really good. Yeah,
I think my favorite in the album would probably be, I'd have to say, Photograph.
Yeah, I like that one too. There's like other songs too. Like there's this one song called Falling For You featuring Justin Bieber. That's more of like the vibe I was talking about, like the love vibe where you're like, you know, like you like a girl and you're like, dang, I want to fall in love with you, you know, type of a beat. So you know,
Yeah, that's true.
And then, yeah, the song, like, A Photograph, where you're, like, sad that, you know, you never got to, like, go on a date, like, with a girl, or, like, yeah, you,
like, took, like, a picture, but, like, yeah. It's, like, getting your first, like, the first love, like, our first heartbreak. Breakup.
Yeah, heartbreak, yeah. And then, yeah, there's, like, other songs like that, too. There's, like, yeah. Like, great, like, colorful, like, sad and happy performances, yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. I think that's why many people, like, rock his music.
Yup. Anything else that you guys want to add?
No, I think I'm ready to kick it off.
Oh, yeah? All right.
All right. The last topic is gaming, and I'm going to be talking about it. The game I'm going to be talking about is Fortnite. Currently, this is available on all platforms, meaning you can play this on your Switch, PC, Xbox, PlayStation, even on your mobile phones. Not only is this game available for all systems, it is also free to play. This game was released in 2017, and it's a battle royale game. It's a multiplayer game, so you can play with your friends or even play by yourself. The game is also a third-person shooter, so it's like very unique for a game to have that, and it's also a battle royale. So you get to go against 100 people in the same lobby. Currently, the game has like multiple seasons already because it has a lot of updates and stuff. We're on the chapter 2 now, and it's like chapter 2, season 6 of the game. The game also has a lot of cosmetics that you could get for like winning, and like also like stuff you could pay for in the game to like get cool skins, stuff like that, so you won't ever have to be bored using the same default skin that the game gives you. I feel like this game is worth your time because the concept of like building and like editing is what made the game like its own. Most of the shooters games is just like you shoot people and that's it, take cover. Fortnite has like a building system and editing system that lets people like be more skilled than other players, basically. It also has a lot of stuff to give players, like tournaments. So like getting a lot of victory royales could get you noticed. So Fortnite hosted tournaments allow players to showcase their skills to many audience and has a chance to win themselves some money, earnings, and etc. But yeah, can I get a snippet of Fortnite?
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you a snippet and the main menu music, the OG menu music back in season 1. Yeah. I used to play Fortnite when it came out with a couple friends. It was it was really fun.
Yeah,
I used to like jam out to like the main menu music for like a long time because like it's pretty catchy.
Yeah, and it's very nostalgic now because it's been a while
since we heard that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I spent like so much money on Fortnite, like you don't even know.
I know, like, so was I. For, like, a free game, I bought, like, a lot of skins for, like, time being. Like, I never thought I would spend that much money. Like, it adds up.
Yeah, that and, like, yeah. I used to be, like, okay at the game, you know? I could, like, build, crank 90s and, like, do everything. But now there's, like, a lot of, like, skill. Like, you need to, like,
Yeah, it's very skill-based matchmaking.
Okay. Yeah, that and, like, yeah, it's like new strats and stuff, like tech. Like they have like their own tech. It's like, I don't know. It's pretty hard now to like get a win.
Mm-hmm. As of now, like I still play the game currently, and I'm still like up to the players that plays it. And yeah, I've been trying to like get into like the tournaments that could get you earnings and stuff. And yeah, it's been like kind of frustrating because like you know a lot of people are good at the game now, but yeah, it's still a fun game.
Yeah, I've never played it, so I don't really know. I just do notice that my brother does be spending a lot of money, maybe like 3 seconds on Fortnite. Which, I mean, I guess, you know.
Wait, three what? 3 seconds?
Every 3 seconds. It's a
Oh, every 3 seconds.
Yeah, every said, 3 seconds. Yeah, spending money every 3 seconds on the game. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard Fortnite's not on mobile phones, or at least iPhones, because, like, you remember, like... Yeah,
it was
like,
taken off.
Yeah, because, like, Apple, they were, like, taking all of, like, the Fortnite, like, money, because, like, the how it works is, like, when you buy something on, like, Fortnite on your phone, it goes to Apple.
Yeah, I guess
instead
to
of,
Apple.
Instead of, yeah, instead of the place. So they decided to, like, take it off, because...
They're not gaining anything. Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
I heard they're still like it's still out on other mobile phones, so
yeah, that's good at least. If you like downloaded before they like took it off. And then I heard like I don't think they have zombies anymore either. They took it out like recently. Like a week or two ago.
Yeah. But I think it's still around for like some players that want to play it though.
Yeah. I think so, probably. Yeah, I play like other battle royales too, like it's like Warzone, you know, Apex Legends.
Yeah, Warzone's definitely up there for me. It's
he's up there.
It's a game that I've been playing for a minute.
Yeah, I've been playing that. A little bit of Apex, and I never played PUBG though. PUBG was like whatever.
Yeah, no, PUBG was like I don't know. I think the game died out hella fast.
Yeah.
I feel like I played PUBG like a couple of times.
PUBG Mobile?
Yeah, I played it a couple of times, and after that, I never played it. It's been a while now.
Yeah, that's been the thing really with good other Battle Royale games. The only reason why Fortnite kept up with, like, these popular games like Call of Duty and stuff, because it's, like, yeah, it's kind of unique. Like, you don't just, like, shoot people and win. You have to do, like, other stuff.
Yeah. It's so hard now, but
yeah.
We got anything else you guys would like to add?
Nah, that's about it. I think that's we should wrap
it.
Up.
Hey guys, yeah.
Well, that was our this week's episode of Downstream with DVTV. Make sure to tune in with Group 6 for next week's episode. All right, see you guys.
Follow
see
us on guys. Our social media.
So you follow Instagram, Snapchat if you have it, Twitter, anything, Facebook, and we'll catch y'all later.